8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Our new city manager has taken the job, and he's into it now, and he's here to... This is part of the job, I think. I don't know if he gets extra for this, but...
Yeah, running through the gauntlet.
Gerald Smith is the new city manager here in the city of Galesburg. Gerald, good morning. Welcome to Galesburg.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to spending a few days coming and visit from time to time.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. All right. So, well, let's first off talk a little bit about your background. See, Tyler was so excited to find out that, of course... Why wouldn't you be a Cardinals fan? Because when you grew up in St. Louis, you had no choice, right?
Oh, when you grow up as an orphan and you get tickets all the time.
Oh, there you go. There you go. But you did spend a lot of time, and you kind of felt at home now up in the Chicago area because you went to college at Northern and also got your master's up in that area. So, yes. But more on the Sox side when you're up there, right?
I'm on the Sox side, but unfortunately, I must admit, I've been to more Cubs games than I've been to Sox games.
It's just easier to get there. Nobody cares about the Cubs. You can just grab tickets and go, right?
Well, I knew that I probably had to get an Uber after the game.
Well, okay, there's that. There is that. Well, Gerald, thanks again. Thanks for joining us here this morning. All right. Well, let's talk about this this new job with the city of Galesburg. What kind of piqued your interest about this particular job in this community?
Well, I've worked in the Midwest most of my career. Here in the, in Illinois, as you know, I started my career. After a while, I think in early 2003, I moved over to Ohio, and I spent a period of time there, and realized that that was a little bit too upper scale for me, okay. And so I need to get my kids into a more of a diverse environment and community. And Kansas City was ripe for me and my experience, and so they brought me in as their new to create the Department of General Services for the city of Kansas City, Missouri. Went and did that for a number of years, had a great run there, and then the economy tanked, housing bubble. And after that, I ended up in Junction City, Kansas. So I'm still in the Midwest, but just further going west and so on.
you're almost out of the Midwest once you get past Kansas City, right?
Exactly. Don't tell the folks from Kansas.
I know.
After that, then I ended up going up to Maquoketa, Iowa, and spent a few years there. Interesting community. Great time there. A lot of opportunities to kind of lead the community and guide the community in directions that they wanted to be led in. And then a time and opportunity presented itself to either go further north. I received a job offer from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and a job offer from a community down in the Raleigh-Durham area. And so cold or warm, and we settled for the warm. As soon as we got down there, we realized, well, you know what? We left my wife's family behind from the Chicago area. My kids were all in Chicago and in Lake St. Louis. And then my wife decided that, you know what, maybe we should have did this 15 years ago. We enjoy the warm weather, but it's time to go back to the Midwest. And so we started looking around for opportunities, and I'm looking for that right fit. I'm looking for that community that has some great degree of diversity and interested in finding some new ways and creative ways to kind of navigate a community. And I felt I was right for that because I've worked in communities as small as 3,000 to as high as 460,000. So I bring a unique focal point, and I figured that Galesburg could derive a value and a benefit from it.
Absolutely. Gerald Smith, the new city manager here at the city of Galesburg. Yeah, we were talking off the air about the cold weather and what we've got coming tonight even and this weekend. So you've felt it, and you felt some of the worst of it as well. Mm-hmm. Like I said, back a long time ago working for the railroad that you got to spend some time in Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
in December. So you felt it.
And no disrespect for folks from Fargo, but I don't wish it on anybody in the wintertime.
Absolutely. Well, then, but yeah, like you said, so you spent, pretty much most of your life here in the Midwest, so you're a little bit used to it, but it's easy to get used to not being in it for no matter how long you're in a warm area, right?
Oh, yeah. I know what's coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the scary part.
Absolutely. Well, here in the city of Galesburg, let's talk about what I know you haven't had a lot of time to immerse yourself in what's going on here, but just from what you've seen, any thoughts or concerns or, things that you're looking forward to in at least the near future?
Well, usually when I come into a community, I like to spend, 3 to 6 months just to get a feel. I'd like to work closely with the council members to understand what their interests are and what they're looking to do. Plus, I also like to get out in the community. I'm not a manager that rides a desk. I want to know what's going on in the community. I want to hear from the community stakeholders to get a sense of what they believe Galesburg needs to be or where it is heading. All communities are in a stage of evolution. And the question is where do you want to go? Some communities are in that that rut where the days of yore were the greatest days, and they don't know how to move forward. And I don't think that's where Galesburg is. I think Galesburg's at a point and a juncture in its time and its history looking to go forward and needing to meet the needs of the community. And I want to work with the council to help them to achieve that goal.
Yeah, it's been interesting. You talk about, especially in the more recent history, that, hey, manufacturing community, we had all these factories. And there are still people holding out hope. And it was like, yeah, we're going to be that again. That's I don't think that's going to happen. One, those jobs have changed anyway due to technology, and two, it's just it's hard to get them to come to the state of Illinois, number one. Yes. And so and when they do, I mean, there's so many incentives you got to offer. So yeah, I guess it's about thinking toward the future and what can we do to help the community.
Right. Well, you know, we have a whole new different generation. You know, and I'll use my kids as an analogy. They've all gone to college. Two of them have graduate degrees. One just finished college, and so we're working on her to get back to school. But you know, all I have to do is give my son. And I don't want to say a PlayStation because I'm dating myself. But if I give him a Game Boy or whatever, oh, I dated myself. And he'll go in his room.
I'm still back on Atari, Gerald. It's okay.
Hey, I'm on Commodore. he'll go in his room, and that's all he needs. The point is that a lot of these younger generation, they can work from home. It doesn't matter. My wife's employer was just recently bought out. Their company was bought out, and he runs his company from Hawaii. And his offices are all over the world and so on. And people can come to rural America and smaller communities in America and not necessarily live in those urban, big urban communities with the associated lifestyles and challenges that often are evident in larger communities. But they can come to communities like Galesburg, where they can afford housing, where they can afford a quality of life, and still work and earn the incomes that they're able to earn when they used to live in the larger cities. And so Galesburg needs to take a look at that to see how it can position itself to take advantage of that population, to make itself attractive to them.
Gerald Smith is the new city manager here at the city of Galesburg. And I've always thought Galesburg was kind of in a unique position, unique area. And a lot of what you just said there, that we have such great access to different things, different areas. I mean, here we are. There is plenty here in Galesburg to get you by.
Yes.
You might not feel that way if you came from Chicago or St. Louis, but there's plenty to get you by. But then within, you know, 40 to 45 minutes, Peoria, Quad Cities, and then 2.5-3 hours, suburbs, St. Louis, Chicago. I mean, we're in it, and, you know, 4 hours, Indianapolis, Des Moines. I mean, I think we're in a great spot, and with the railroad and, you know, airports, both the Peoria, Quad Cities. I mean, we're in a really good spot that it's convenient to get in and out for, you know, no matter where you came from.
Right. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, I'm 3.5 hours away from Chicago and St. Louis. Close enough, but just far enough.
There you go. Right. Absolutely.
So I can go visit. They can come visit. But I have an 8-year-old grandson, and I want to be part of his life. I want to enjoy the things that he wants to do in life and so on. And so it's convenient for me to just go on down to Chicago, or in this case, they're in St. Louis. I can go down to St. Louis and be part of his life and then get the other two kids, back on target to focus on where the rest of the grandkids coming from.
Have you had a chance to delve into much of the history of Galesburg? Obviously, the more recent, like I said, with the factories and all that, but going back to the railroad, but going back to the founding and the being an abolitionist community in Knox College.
Well,
and all
your community was founded by abolitionists,
and
so on. And there's some interesting things about it because that's another story for another day. The point is that I'm familiar with Galesburg, and I'm familiar with George Washington Gales, and so on, and it has piqued a lot of interest in me because of some of the things that my family history has that, you know, ties from where the Gale family came from and so on. Knox College and its storied history and the debates with Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln and so on. You know, I'm just completing a book right now, the most recent book written by John Meacham, And Then There Was Light. And so on, talking about Abraham Lincoln and his history. I mean, the true Lincoln in a sense of his journey to how he got to where he did. He was just a man. He, you know, there was nothing unique about him, but he was a man with a heart and a man with a conscience and so on. And it was that conscience that saved this union and so on.
Gerald Smith is a new city manager here in the city of Galesburg, joining us here this morning. Anything that you've seen right off the bat, any concerns you have or any of direction or anything that's happening here in the city of Galesburg, or things that you would like to address right away?
Again, I I'm taking my time. I'm trying to assess what's going on. And, you know, I follow my lead from the governing leaders of the community. I need to hear from them and so on. My job is to try to work with them to help them to come to a consensus on what it is that they want to do, or to give them options and choices to pick from so that, you know, they select choices that are in the overall best interest of the community and so on. As opposed to one-sided issues that divide the community, let's find solutions that unite the community.
Yeah, I'm wondering about this. Did Wayne Carl, when you came on board, did he give you the biggest hug so he didn't have to do two jobs anymore?
I had to tell Wayne, no, you're still going to, you may not ride the chair, but you're still going to have to take part in some of these other things. Give me 6 months, Wayne. Yeah.
Gerald Smith is the new city manager here of the city. He goes, yeah, I mean, like you said, being new to the community, what, I guess, kind of what does it take? I mean, I know you're going to do a lot of listening, like you said, to the city leaders. What kind of else does it take to kind of get yourself immersed in this community?
Well, making sure that the public knows that I have an open door policy. I'm willing to hear. I know there's always the usual that always have a lot to say. I want to hear from them as well, but I also want to hear from those who have kind of pulled away and so on, because sometimes they don't want to be part of that process, but they want to be heard. And, you know, I think the city did a great thing when it did a survey and it asked the residents what it wanted, what it thought that the needs were. And when that survey came back, it identified what is typically, consistently across the country in terms of, you know, capital infrastructure improvements and so on. And, you know, the question is, well, how do we address that? You know, in a community of this size, you know, there are ways to do that, but right now we are rapidly moving towards, God bite me forbid, a recession here. You know, the bond markets are obviously going up in terms of, you know, the cost to borrow money. The timing, it's a question of timing, but how do you continue to move forward and meet the needs that the community expects its leaders to provide for them, you know, in a community that I think it's a jewel. I think that there's so much here that, you know, how do we market the community a little better than we've been marketing it so far?
Yeah, and I guess as you said, that's the job. Yeah, these are the things that are identified. Not that city leaders didn't know that, but it's like, okay, now the job is, how do we figure out how to pay for these or do these projects that need to be done?
Right. And that falls on me to come up with some scenarios and recommendations on how we might be able to achieve that. How can we address the needs of a community center? How can we address the needs of addressing the conditions of the streets and the roads and so on? You know, there are ways to do it, you know, and, you know, there's ways that I did it when I was in a larger city. Sometimes I have a template to follow and that I can share that template and show communities this is how we do it. Cities aren't, you know, we aren't myopic. We don't exist in a vacuum. We have a history and we have a future. We will continue, and council members will come and go, but we have to continue to move the community forward. And that's the challenge for each of the elected officials to identify how best to do that.
Gerald Smith, the new city manager here in the city of Galesburg, joining us here this morning, the first of, we hope, many, many times. I have to ask you, here I am in my Illini orange. Of course, you're a graduate of the Huskies.
Elmhurst College and Northern Illinois University.
Okay. So where do your allegiances lie then?
Well, you got to know that I'm an NIU. I'm not going to betray my Illini.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, what about, okay, Tyler, we'll ask him this. NFL?
NFL.
I
still have a home in Kansas City.
Okay.
And I'd like to say St. Louis Cardinals football team.
Well, right, exactly. Yeah,
so
that isn't there anymore, apparently. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm still a Bears fan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, Tyler, he's redeemed himself. There you go.
There you go. Okay. Favorite musical act from the 1980s.
Oh, this is a tough interview, Gerald.
Duran.
You had no idea, did you?
Duran Duran.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, all right.
He's hungry like the wolf. There you go. All right. Well, Gerald, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Anything else that you want the city of Galesburg to know that they may not know about you or what, you know, anything
well,
that
you know,
might be out there?
As I mentioned, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. I was an orphan. And I was raised by Catholic nuns and so on. But I did come from a large family and reconnected with that family by the time I was in my teens and so on. And I'm a lover of family and I'm a lover of community. And I'm, you know, when you're an orphan, you're always looking for home. And so that's how I got in this profession, always looking for home. And I like to say that Galesburg will be my final home.
All right. Well, Gerald, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Again, welcome to Galesburg.
Thank you. I appreciate it.